Welcome to the G220 Live. Today is a very special day and a very special broadcast. And on my left here is the beautiful Laura Gannon. And the Holy Spirit did a sign and a wonder when I was painting for the artwork worship video that accompanied the Holy Spirit video that I released last week, which was my testimony. You can see the Holy Spirit put a baby in the womb in the liquid acrylic pour on the left-hand side under the earth's surface. When the Holy Spirit just does a sign and a wonder, it's time to stop and say, Holy Spirit, what do you want to say?
Right.
So this video, and my special friend Laura Gannon, who's here, is because of this painting, that the Holy Spirit wants to say something, he wants to speak. So my friend Laura has written 9 different books. They're all available on Amazon, and we'll put a link in the description below if you're interested in purchasing any of those or being ministered and set free and blessed through the things that she has written. She also writes for a blog for Expect a Miracle with an X.
Yes.
And we'll put that link in the description below too. And I just wanted to invite Laura to share her testimony on abortion regret. And I would also like to say that there's no condemnation here.
No.
So even when I was in high school, I had an abortion, okay? And I have been freed by the blood of the Lamb, and God has brought me to a place of healing. But this video is to bring healing and love and a good testimony. So my friend Laura here is amazing. I respect her so much in the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
So I would just like to give it up to you, beautiful girl.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for inviting me to share my testimony. You know, I don't know why God waits sometimes for a very long time to heal the deep issues of our life. I had an abortion when I was 16 in high school. Hmm. And, you know, I didn't know then what I know now. And I was afraid.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that I could go to my parents. I felt alone. Didn't really have the means or the ability to take care of a child, although I was very much against abortion.
Yeah.
I felt like I was pressured into it.
Oh.
Because I didn't feel that I had a support system or a means of taking responsibility for it. And I was just full of fear. And there were adults in my life at that time that said, it's not really a life, it's just a clump of cells.
So that actually was the same with me. And mine was also when I was in high school. It was between my junior and senior year, actually.
Right.
And I didn't feel like I didn't want to tell my mom, and because the laws were such that the kids could get away with it without talking to their parents.
Right. But keep in mind, too, now I don't know how far back ultrasounds go.
You're right.
But they definitely were not as common as they are now.
Right.
And so there was a lot of information and technology that wasn't available as readily as it is now. And I think that is part of the reason why a nurse told me it's just a clump of cells. It's not a life.
Mm-hmm.
So I went through with it, and I had nightmares for 2 years afterwards. Mm-hmm. See, nobody really prepares you for the grief
mm-hmm.
and the guilt that a person feels at taking another life, because it's just hard. It is the act of premeditated murder. And I know that sounds really harsh, but that's the reality of it.
Well, I would like to share. It's just interesting because, you know, we actually were both in high school. And
yeah.
Also, I grew up, and I actually knew better, but my heart was turned against God during that time. And I was believing, oh, it's just the lump of cells. It's not a baby, you know, like that. I was believing. I was choosing to believe that to justify my not wanting to
take responsibility. Yeah.
And I remember when I woke up from the operation, I was crying and I was saying, my baby, where's my baby? And the nurse was like, shh, be quiet. You'll disturb the other girls.
Well, there was no anesthesia for me. I didn't get to get put out.
You didn't?
No. But what you woke up crying is what I woke up crying from dreams. For 2 years, I had dreams of looking for the baby that I lost. So inwardly, I was grieving, but I couldn't show it to anybody, and I couldn't talk about it to anybody. So I just shoved it. And you know what happens is that pain always looks for a place to come out. And so I went through a lot of stuff in my life because I had shoved grief and I'd never really dealt with it, but that grief was still in there. I just learned to cover it up and keep moving forward, which is what a lot of people do.
Right.
They don't have a choice, right?
I believe I did the same thing.
Yeah. So fast forward, past the years of a horrible marriage to an abusive person, past the years of addiction and alcoholism and cutting and bulimia and trying to destroy myself, because one bad decision leads to other bad decisions. And I just kept making a lot of bad decisions based on the emotional turmoil that just seemed like it had always been there from a very young age, right?
Right.
So it was one form of bondage to another form of bondage. And eventually, you know, I got a small amount of healing. I found a really wonderful man, got remarried, had a couple of kids. And Mother's Day, 2009, we're getting ready to go to church. And my husband, who he knew in a general sense that I'd had an abortion when I was young, but I never went into details with him. So he didn't know any specifics. He's a spirit-filled man. He hears from God. He's prophetic. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, he comes out of the shower and he says that he has a message from the Lord for me. And he starts saying, you know, I just want you to know I wasn't thinking about this. This was not on my mind. And I said, okay, but I want to know. What did God have to say?
Yeah, what happened? I want to know.
So he gets real serious and he says, Laura, your son, who is 28 years old, wants to wish you a happy Mother's Day. And I was stunned because...
Yes.
So many reasons. Number one, the son that I thought was dead was very much alive in heaven with God. And I felt such guilt and such shame because he acknowledged me as his mother when I was ready to terminate his life and walk away.
Yes.
So the grief that I felt was enormous. All the grief that I never got to share.
So it just like hit you when he said, when your husband said that to you?
Yeah. Because I had to do the math. And sure enough, the son, he would have been 28. And I knew that my husband did not know even that much. He couldn't have come up with that. So I knew it was God.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of the message was, he wants you to know it's okay, and he'll see you again someday.
Yes, yes.
See, that was like my son was offering the olive branch of peace.
Yes.
And he knew, God knew, that there was still pain buried in me that needed to be healed.
Right.
You know, God wants to go really deep.
He wants to go deep.
He wants to get all those roots out of us that are causing pain. And sometimes we don't even know that that is still there.
Yeah. Yeah, even like the painting, because the baby's like under, like here's the surface of the land,
mm-hmm.
and the baby's here buried underneath the surface, you know, and so the Lord wants to deal with those hurts and those pains.
Right.
And I'm reminded, it always brought me comfort knowing that, yes, any miscarried, aborted babies, little babies that are,
they are,
lives are cut short, yes,
they are in heaven. Yes.
And our scriptural reference for that is,
yes.
you know, with David and Bathsheba, obviously he committed adultery with her, and then the baby that was born as a result of him, you know, being intimate with her, after that baby was born, the baby was sick, and the baby, you know, died, but when the baby was still sick, he was praying and praying and pleading, Lord, Lord, you know, fasting and praying and crying, Lord, save the baby's life. But then when the baby died, he, you know, washed himself and had something to eat. They're like, was he crazy? What's wrong with him? And he said, no, as long as the baby was alive, I was wanted to contend if the Lord might allow the baby to live. But now, you know, but now I will go to be where he is also.
Right.
So that is scriptural, you know, evidence. And the Word of God is our foundation and plumb line for all things. So if the Word of God says that a baby that just died is in heaven and we will go to be there one day with them where they are also, then we know it's a fact.
Right.
And so our babies are in heaven and we will see them again one day.
We will. Yeah. Yes. And, you know, that grieving process that I was going through, a lot of it had to do with shame, I think. Deeply buried shame of what I had done. Especially when a message from my son confronted it. Oh, there it is, all out in the open now.
Right.
And so, you know, I grieved and I prayed a lot. And one of the things that I did is I prayed and I said, Lord, I don't know if you've named him, but I want to give him a name.
Yes.
I want to name him Justice, because that's what I took from him. I took his destiny. I took his justice. But you know, that was so therapeutic for me.
Yes.
To acknowledge him.
Yes.
And even occasionally on, you know, when I'm praying, I'll say, Lord, will you tell my son I love him?
Yes.
You know? And it's, I know he's healthy. I know he's whole. I know that he's not in pain,
yes.
you know? But the message that he sent, and I know it wasn't just about healing me.
Yes.
God gave me that testimony so that it could help bring peace to others and bring healing to other women that have also regretted those decisions or maybe buried their pain and their shame so deeply and tried to move on, and yet you know that there's something still there that needs to be healed.
Yeah.
Well, just as much as God extended the olive branch to me, mm-hmm. He's extending it to you.
Amen.
You know, we have to have faith in knowing that all our sins are forgiven. We need to acknowledge them to God, for sure. If you've done the wrong thing, then we ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe somebody misled you and said, oh, it's not really a life yet.
Yes.
Well, that pregnancy was 12 weeks along when I aborted him.
Yes.
12 weeks isn't very far along.
That's right.
But he is alive and growing up. He has grown up in heaven,
yeah.
in a place of complete and utter love and acceptance. And, yeah. you know, that's our destination someday too.
That's right.
But I've talked to a lot of women that have regret over decisions they've made. Some, all of them feel like they didn't have a choice at the time.
Right.
And they rethink it, and then they have regret, or they don't know how to process those feelings. I want you to know that it's okay to forgive yourself.
Yes.
Because God has forgiven you. And all you need to do is acknowledge it to Him. He's so gracious. Even when we've done the wrong thing on purpose,
yes,
He forgives us.
Yes.
If we just bring it to Him and talk to Him about it. You know, He's so gracious. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, He's able and just not only to forgive us, but to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that's what the blood of Jesus does for us. But you know, another thing that I want to bring up is the fact that having an abortion, it releases a curse into people's lives. And they don't often speak about that. People, if they're counseling you at Planned Parenthood or whatever, they're not going to talk about those things.
Yeah.
They're not going to tell you. But it does. It releases a curse because a life for a life, you know, that's
wow.
scriptural. And there, even though our sins are forgiven, we have to acknowledge them before God.
Yes.
We have to, you know, put the blood of Jesus over those sins to know that they are truly under the blood. They are forgiven. And any curse that the enemy wants to try and bring into our bloodline because of that yes. is now stopped. It's yes. now, the door is shut because the blood of Jesus is covering that doorway.
Right. I wanted to share that that some of the fruit that came out from my repentance to the Lord over the abortion, and I acknowledged what I had done, and I asked Him for forgiveness and to cleanse me and to take it away, and to I received so much grace from the Lord and forgiveness
yeah. Yeah.
and freedom. And like He healed me completely. I also did name my baby, and the Lord told me it was a boy too. And so his name is David Abraham Rivera. you know, and I know that he's in heaven. But what some of the good fruit that the Lord did with me is that literally He healed me so completely from the guilt, the shame, mm-hmm. the condemnation, mm-hmm. the cycle of destructiveness
yeah.
that came in my life after that from the grief. And it's like,
right.
well, I've already done this, so now what? And now you may be doing a lot of other bad choices.
Right.
You know, it leads from one leads to another. Or maybe that's even evidence of that curse manifesting, you know, mm-hmm. in your life.
Yeah.
But what the Lord freed me so completely and healed my heart that I remember one day I was driving in my car and I was listening to this song by Audio Adrenaline called The Ocean Floor. It says, your sins are forgotten. They are forgotten out on the ocean floor. You know, they are no more.
Right.
And as I was listening to this, I had to stop and pull over to the side of the road because I was like, Lord, if You've forgiven me so completely of murder, then how can I not forgive this person who, say, molested me when I was a little girl?
Right.
You know, so
right.
it opened the forgiveness, the radical forgiveness that I received from the Lord for, like, the worst sin.
Right.
It was a key to unlock for me to be able to release someone else who had hurt me or done wrong against me
right.
in the past. And so, anyways, I just thought I was thankful to God that He, you know, would use something that's so hard, but also as a blessing to set me free and to set others free and just to bring forgiveness and healing.
Right.
You know, but if someone who's watching is still struggling with, you know, guilt or condemnation, or they find that they're in this destructive cycle in their lives still
mm-hmm.
After that, is there like a prayer that you could maybe lead us in and to loose or bind? You know, we have authority.
Yeah. I do want to pray. You know, I've talked to a lot of women that have regret, even women in church. Christian women that have had abortions and they don't feel like they can say anything to anybody
right.
because they'd be judged.
Mm-hmm.
God's forgiveness is so complete that he doesn't remember it anymore once we confess our sins to him. The problem is that we have a hard time forgiving ourselves.
Yes.
And that leads to buried shame.
Mm.
And shame is a very destructive emotion. It will cause you to live out of a false identity.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the things that I know you're tackling with your teachings is our identity in Christ.
That's right.
Right? And we want to do everything we can to rid ourselves of any little fragments or pieces that are not our true identity.
Yes.
And part of that comes from acknowledging that there's still something there that needs to be healed.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
It does. And I think that that is kind of like what is significant about that baby in your painting is that it was buried.
Yes.
You know,
buried.
The regret tied to abortion is buried in so many people. And it's okay to talk about it. It's okay to find someone that you can trust and say, I really need to confess my sins so that I can be healed. That's scriptural.
Yeah.
Confess your sins one to another that you may be healed.
Yeah.
And it's okay to forgive yourself for the wrong decisions. Maybe you didn't even know at the time that you did it that you were going to feel differently afterwards. But God has said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, see then, that's the key to healing coming.
Yes.
And that means it closes the door to generational curses.
Amen.
That's a whole other teaching for another day. But the thing is that we do, there's always a consequence for actions.
Yes.
We don't get to just walk away.
Right.
You know? And so God has dealt with the consequences through Jesus on the cross. And he is extending that olive branch to you today for peace, for healing, to know that you can have a fresh start at any point, at any day.
Yes.
And so I would like to lead you in a prayer for healing. So if you'll just pray this with me and say, Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you that your forgiveness is so complete. Your mercy is amazing and so undeserved. But I'm so grateful that you have given me your grace and your mercy and your forgiveness. And Lord Jesus, I am so grateful that you took my sin and died in my place on the cross. You gave me a divine exchange. And through your sacrifice, you gave my life value. You gave my life meaning. You thought I was important enough to die for me. So thank you. And I confess my sin before you. That I've taken a life that was not mine to take. Forgive me for playing God. Help me to forgive myself. Give me grace to forgive myself. And I confess that shame is not my portion. That's not what you want for me. You don't want me to carry shame. So I give you every destructive emotion tied to that sin. I give you shame. I give you regret. And I break the covenant that I have had with regret and with the past. And I say those spirits will no longer be able to pull at me or keep me bound to the past. I loose myself from those chains and I walk out free. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, for ministering your healing to my heart, my soul, my emotions. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for any further revelation that will make me free. Yes. Because I choose healing as my portion. I choose freedom as my portion. And I thank you for giving me the divine exchange mm-hmm. of faith and wholeness and health and blessing. So as I have confessed my sins before you, I now pray, let the blood of Jesus seal that doorway shut so that the enemy cannot come through it and cannot exploit any weakness in me.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome.
That's a powerful testimony. That's amazing.
I have lots of testimonies.
Woo-hoo!
Lots of testimonies.
You can hear them here.
Yeah.
At the TC20 Life.